Okay, we'll call this operations meeting together. I think Don must be hung up on a plane or something. So approval of tonight's agenda, entertain a motion. Second, Mr. Perkins, seconded by Ms. Bell. Approval of the minutes from October, I'm sorry. Take a vote. All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. All right, number two, let's go slower here. Approval of tonight's the minutes from October 15th. Motion by Mr. Perkins, seconded by. No, I guess we're stalled. Mr. Pagwin. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Mr. LePage. Okay, is there a motion? For the resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services to accept a fiscal year 19 alternative to incarceration, pretrial, and electronic home monitoring grant. So, okay. Second, by Ms. Bell. Okay, Tim.
So we reapplied for the grant that we had last year for the electronic home monitoring. They did extend it for the second year. We did tweak it a little bit. We changed some of the milestones that we have to hit for reimbursement purposes. We have more at the beginning stages of it. We've increased the dollar amount we get for interviews, and we've lowered what we get for successes because we weren't having that many successes. The state agreed and did sign off on it. So this is asking you guys to give the chair permission to sign the new grant.
Any questions for Mr. LePage? All those in favor, I'm sorry, Rick.
What were we not having success with?
They just weren't making it through the program all the way. A lot of positive drug tests, and they were being sent back to jail.
Okay.
Right. We were supposed to hit 80 of those successes, and we were not even close. I don't even know if we'll hit 20 for the year. So what they did set up was if somebody makes it 60 days, we get a certain amount of money, and then if they are successful even after that, we get another little chunk of money. So they are considering it success if they make it 2 months on the program. So hopefully this is going to help, and we'll pull in more money this year.
Any other questions for Mr. LePage? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Next resolution is authorization to fill a senior probation officer position in the probation department. Is there a motion? By Mr. Perkins. Second. Second by Mr. Burke.
So this is a backfill from the position you gave permission for me to fill for my supervisor last month. So this would backfill that position, and this will be the end of the backfilling. We're losing a PO position at the end of this year based on the Stop DWI program had funded a position for me for 2 years. That money runs out at the end of this year, so we'll absorb that position by these promotions.
Any questions for Mr. LePage? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Okay. Next up is a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York for a state municipal facilities program grant and modifying the 2018 budget for the sheriff's office. Is there a motion? Mr. Burke. Second by Mr. Perkins.
This is a legislative grant. I think I've been here with one of these before and explained that it goes through, it's going through DASNY right now, which is kind of an odd thing, but it's something we've all adjusted to. But this grant is for the purchase of some technical equipment and two different sets of technical equipment within that $100,000.
Any questions for the sheriff? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Kevin? Authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Division of Homeland and Emergency Services for a law enforcement terrorism prevention program grant and modifying the 2018 budget for the sheriff's office. Motion for approval, Mr. Denisha, second by Mr. Burke.
This grant is similar to the one you're going to see being adjusted before. I've been here before with one other $10,000 grant. Again, a legislative grant. This is that are directed towards domestic violence training. And the first one that we did, we directed towards multiple disciplines, from law enforcement to caseworkers to several different areas. And for the one-day training, brought in trainers. This one, we've got a couple of other different ideas to do with, but it has to be directed towards domestic violence.
Okay. Any questions for the sheriff? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. The next resolution, authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for a law enforcement terrorism prevention program grant and modifying the 2018 budget for the sheriff's office. Moved by Mr. Arquette, second by Mr. Perkins.
This is a grant that I come back and forth and with you every year, and this is our 25% of the large grant that Mr. LeCaire has every year, and that's the way it's set up. Whatever the amount is that gets established through his grants, through whatever funding is available through the state, we get 25% back off of that. So it's usually pretty close to this total right here. And what we usually end up using just about 95% of it for is sustainment of things that we have picked up in grants, different annual maintenance costs, different things that that we have purchased through other grants, through the Division of Criminal Justice Services and or Homeland Security usually, that this is the sustainment money that allows us to keep having these and keep the equipment moving and running and maintained.
Any questions for the sheriff? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. The next resolution is modifying the 2018 budget for the sheriff's office for a 2017 domestic violence training law enforcement grant from the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services. Mr. Perkins, seconded by Mr. Burke and Mr. Denisha.
And this is just an adjustment on the one, the training that I talked about a few minutes ago. We provided the trainers and provided the training to local people from multiple disciplines. And this is just an adjustment on that same grant.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried.
Jail count, if I may, is actually, in my case, looking pretty good. We went through the weekend with about 143 inside the correctional facility, but the big number being is we're down to about 22 females. So it means we have no females shipped out, housed out for additional costs. And other than that, it's good. It's always good to get a little bit of a break in the population, and not in regards to the financial aspect of it, but just in regards to staff and to everything else that goes with it. So any other questions of me or the office? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Next up, Mike Kier. So we have a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Office of Emergency Service for Automotive Expenses. Motion by Mr. Arquette, second by Mr. Paguin. Mike.
Okay, so this specifically is related to the purchase of the new emergency services car. There was some expenses related to transfer of radios, the striping identification on the vehicle, as well as some work that needed to be done to switch the lights from Illinois lights to New York State lights, which impacted my 400 lines because there was no money budgeted for that. And this was expenses that could not be attributed to any grant. Fortunately, because Public Health purchased a new port account in the spring, and I received a bill for it. So when I contacted the manufacturer, because I purchased those for fit testing for fire departments, and I use grant funding to support those purchases. So when we had remitted some older ones that could no longer be serviced, they had a $3,000 credit in my department's name sitting, but that we weren't aware of. So I asked for a refund check, and they sent us a $3,000 refund. So that's why you're seeing it, refunds from prior year's expense. That will help clear up my 400 lines for the remainder of the year.
Any questions for Mr. McGuire? Dry here. This guy either. How about this guy? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. The next resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services Office of Interoperable and Emergency Communications for fiscal year 17 statewide interoperable communications SICJSIG formula grant and modifying the 2019 budget for emergency services. Mr. Lightfoot, seconded by Mr. Denisha.
And that was a mouthful. So again, these are the annual grants that we've been fortunate to receive from our governor to help support the emergency communications infrastructure build out, and we're still in the process of building towers, so this will continue to support that. So prior to my arrival, just before I came in 2014, the office was awarded a $2.6 million grant. That was the initial one that we received towards this project. That was, we were able to expend that in 2016, and subsequently we're continuing to receive funds in the amounts, and it varies year to year. These are formula-based grants. 2 years ago it was 750 some thousand, last year it was over 900, and this year you see it's 811. So this is money that right now we're sitting on close to almost $3 million. That's going to help support, hopefully, I see an end line in sight to get these towers finished and completed. There's still targeted money that we've yet to receive information on how much each county is going to receive. So out of the 10 counties that were eligible for the $20 million, if you do the math, the expectation is we'll see $2 million. I don't know. I've submitted my budget. My budget was well in excess of $2 million, but that didn't take into consideration the money that we'd already been awarded. And when I had to fill out some information for grants administration, I explained to them, we've gone with the $2.6 million spent. We still have the 16, 17, and 18 SIG money that we're going to be working with. So whatever I get from the targeted, that will just go along with the money that we already have supported for this project to continue and complete it, hopefully in a timely fashion.
Any questions for Mike? Yes, Mr. Burke.
Mike, have you looked at the space that we have on the towers for marketing?
We have. And Blue Wing has submitted a proposal that they would market, for a percentage of what they would get from prospective clients that would want to co-locate on our towers. We still have to get our stuff in place, and once that's done, the expectation is that we're going to go out and market the available space to other entities. So, but there's also the things that we have to put into place that if any of their equipment creates any interference with our communications, then we'd have to no longer allow them on our tower. But that's one of the things that we're working towards as this project hopefully comes to a conclusion in the next year or two.
I'm not sure who Onondaga County contracted with, but they did this, they did that. Mm-hmm. They contracted with an entity, and I think it was like a 40-60 split.
I don't even think Blue Wings and their proposal was even that much.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
Well, but the question is what can they get for us?
Right.
I agree. You know, who can best market it, mm-hmm, to give us some revenue back?
Well, Blue Wings, they're all over the United States. They do work all over, so I would assume that they would have some connections with other telecommunicators and such to try and provide information to them.
Might be worth a phone call to Onondaga County, just mm-hmm, for...
Certainly.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Burke. Anyone else? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion carried. Thank you, Mike. Next up, we have a resolution that Keith Zimmerman. So it's authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with the City of Augsburg for the New York Sea Grant Small Grants Program funds on behalf of the City of Augsburg and establishing appropriation and revenue accounts within the 2018 budget.
Good evening.
Moved by Mr. Perkins, seconded by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Forsyth.
Got all excited there, sorry. The county in Ogdensburg received similar small grants, each $25,000 from the Sea Grant program. This is part of the response to the unprecedented flooding a few years ago, and it's meant to help assess shoreline resiliency. The city and county ultimately went in different ways in terms of the vendors we're working with, and this is the city just asking for a little bit of assistance while it's going through its financial difficulties with its cash flow to help them essentially be able to deliver on the grant. It's very small. I would expect we would make only one or two payments on behalf of the city, and we would be reimbursed upon their receiving reimbursement from Sea Grant. And it is a cash up. I'm sorry, it's a pay and then get reimbursed type of grant.
Any questions for Mr. Zimmerman? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Steve's not here. Okay. Could we have Amy sitting on this? No. All right. So, all right, we'll do with Mr. Ballin, I believe, is on vacation. I think he's out hunting. So I think that's what he's probably doing. So the resolution is authorization to fill an assistant public defender position in the Office of Public Defender. Is there a motion in favor of that? Mr. Arquette, and seconded by Mr. Paglin and Mr. Perkins.
Ruth, can you speak to this?
I can. This resolution is anticipating, as you can see with the date of departure, this resolution is anticipating one of our assistant public defenders taking another position. So what Mr. Ballin's done is come forward early, as you're seeing in some of the vacancy meetings, to have this filled once that position becomes vacant and no earlier than 30 days before after it's vacated.
Any questions for Mrs. Doyle? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Okay, next up we have Mary Lou. So the resolution is authorization to create and fill an index clerk position in the county clerk's office. Motion by Mr. Denisha, seconded by Mr. Lightfoot, Mr. Lapeer, Mr. Perkins, Mr. Burke, Mr. Arquette, and Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Leader, Mr. Paglin, Ms. Bell. I think I got every Tony. I got you, Tony. So, Mary Lou.
Thank you. First, I guess I want to say thank you to everyone for your support. I thought I was out of tears, but I guess not. I really appreciate your support. I really do. I did write some notes tonight, but my blurry eyes may not be able to read them. I don't know. I would like to create and fill an index clerk position at the county clerk's office. I'd like somebody that could focus on records management. Our criminal room and our civil rooms are about filled to capacity. We continue to put files into the criminal room on a daily basis, and we'll be completely out of space in a matter of months. I'd like this person to be able to scan in the records, and that way they would also be searchable for our staff and for the court staff. This person could also check records that have been scanned into the computer already. We have quite a few boxes downstairs that were scanned in back in, I think it was 2009 or 2010, but we can't get rid of those records until somebody double checks to make sure they're scanned in correctly. So they would be able to check those so we can finally get rid of those boxes. They'd also be able to, we have DMV records that are coming over and getting stored in the basement too at the clerk's office. This person would be able to document the records, follow the retention schedule, and then be able to get rid of the records when it's time to get rid of them. They would also eventually be able to back scan some of the civil, criminal, and some of the old land records as well. let me see. There's probably more on here, but I'm not sure. We used to have another position in the county clerk's office, but when I started in 2012, I opted not to fill the second deputy clerk position in an effort to run the office efficiently and save the county some money. As far as the revenue for the county clerk's office, we're in the clerk's office itself, we're up $81,623 for the clerk's office year-to-date as of the end of October. The department as a whole, including DMV, is up $121,405 over last year up to the end of October. And the county clerk's department will bring in net revenue of over $2.5 million to the county this year.
Any questions for Mary Lou? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Mary Lou, when the Board of Legislators learned the move on the department head's part, they wanted to make sure they had an opportunity to honor you as well. They believe, as I and your colleagues, that you are our warrior, and we're here to support you through everything.
Thank you very much.
Next up, we have for Johnny Dorothy, we have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Burnham Benefit Advisors for healthcare consulting and related actuarial services. So moved by Mr. Lightfoot, second by Mr. Forsythe. Johnny?
Hi. We're seeking approval for the chair to sign a 3-year contract with Burnham Benefit Advisors to provide guidance on health insurance issues. We just completed an RFP process, and we reviewed 9 proposals. Burnham is our current consultant, and our recommendation is based on fees, past experience, knowledge, and background.
Any questions from Ms. Dorothy? Yes.
The past fee was $10,000 a month, wasn't it?
I think right now we're currently at $8,000 a month. It was $10,000 prior to that.
And then and now it's going to $5,000.
Five. Yeah. $36,000 savings.
Any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So we have, thank you, Johnny. County Administrator's report.
Yes. Wanted to mention to you on the services agenda just to highlight the fact that one of the things that we've been working to do both in the budget and as you saw tonight on the resolution was to decrease the revenue expected associated with changes in the budget. And one of the challenges I think we've done a very good job at is bringing forward the adjustments to appropriations. But as you know, many of the units in social services are also heavily subsidized by state and federal funds. So the effort here was also to bring forward to you what we don't expect to see as a result of revenue. And that's also something that we've done in the budget process for 2019. If you hadn't seen your email today, Don Chambers shared that the Franklin Road Bridge in Waddington is open. So that certainly is one of the major projects for the town of Waddington that I think is certainly glad to be open again for the public. We are moving forward with the Munis upgrade. As you know, one of the selling points on moving over from GEMS to Munis in 2013 was to stay current and make sure that we maximize use in a product that both takes care of our payroll and our finances. This will both be trained over the next month. We look to go live in December, so we'll keep you posted on how that progress is made. I did want to take a moment a little bit earlier than we normally do and advise you on the dates for the NYSEC Winter Conference, and this certainly is for new legislators coming in, as well as legislators who may not have attended before. The dates scheduled for that are January 28th through the 30th, and that's a Monday to Wednesday commitment. All new legislators certainly are going to be strongly encouraged to attend. We have budgeted for that, and any who have not attended previously. So if you are interested in attending, make sure we know. That meeting is always held in Albany. As you know, the fall conferences move around the state quite a bit, but that one's held right at the Desmond in Albany. So let us know if that's something you can join us for. On Wednesday, December 12th, the holiday gathering for legislators and department heads will be held at the Lobster House. We've made an effort to move it around the county a little bit. This one this year, we'll have a 6 o'clock happy hour, 6:30 dinner. And if you could RSVP to the office by November 26th, we would appreciate it. It's a unique concept this year in that typically we've collected funds for both the individual attending and their guests. This year, the Lobster House has agreed to have you order off the menu. So it's certainly up to you, but there's no fee required. So I hope you can join us for that. I did want, what's that? December 12th, Wednesday evening. And one of the last items I wanted to share with you is one of the efforts we're going to make at this last department head meeting coming up. We're going to ask department heads to give us most of their day and try and nail down some of the trainings that we hand to them over the course of the year. So we're going to have the ethics update provided on the ethics law, the workplace violence assessments, that Munis upgrade training that I just mentioned to you. We're going to provide that to them as well. We're bringing in the Director of Media Relations and Strategic Communications from St. Lawrence University to work with our senior staff, as well as attempt to bring them a webinar on managing millennials in a younger workforce. So trying to get a lot of training into one day. As you know, our department heads are pulled in many directions, as well as a lot of our staff, but hopefully this will allow them to get a lot out of a few hours of their day. Any questions?
Any questions for Mrs. Doyle? Okay. Hearing none, we do need to go in executive session for negotiations, litigation, and appointments. So entertain a motion to go into executive session. Mr. Forsythe, second it by.
And I would request that our public health director, Dana McGuire, be allowed to stay.
We'll have to start all over again. Still good, Dave? All right, second. Mr. Perkins, Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Executive session, we're at.